Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiya and welcome to the Bite Size Show. I'm Chloe Bloxham and I'm here to round up today's LFC news on the Friday, the 24th of February 2023. To start off then, let's round up some of the updates from Jurgen Klopp's press conference as Liverpool look ahead to face Crystal Palace tomorrow. To begin with, I'll give you a little bit of an injury update. In recent days, we've seen photos of Ibu Konate, who has been back in training. Jurgen Klopp was obviously questioned about the availability of Konate, especially after Joe Gomez went off midweek against Real Madrid, clutching at his hamstring. Jurgen Klopp had admitted that Konate is closing in on a return to action, but we will not push him, we will not rush him, or anyone for that matter, back into action too soon. Klopp revealed that he has had 2 days training with the squad, but after a long-term injury, it is obviously a risk to put him straight back in from the beginning. And you know, we do have Matip there, who did come on for Joe Gomez the other night and probably is more likely to start in this game against Crystal Palace. But it is good to see that Konate is back and in contention. I guess it all depends on how Liverpool assess Konate later on today. If he is ready and they believe he can start from the beginning, I think, you know, he should start, because we've seen, you know, so far this year that Joe Gomez and Matip haven't been at the same levels that they've been at in previous seasons. However, if there is obviously any risk of Konate getting re-injured or just irritating something, it's best that we don't push him, because obviously he's had a season that's been riddled with injuries and we've really, really needed him. It's been a massive blow for us every time he's actually, you know, gotten injured. So we have to be really careful with him, as we have to with quite a lot of our players, with how many injuries we have had this season. It's been quite ridiculous. And yeah, so we won't rush Konate, but we will have to see. He is obviously available. Whether he'll start, whether he'll have any, you know, part in the game is a different matter. But it was quite interesting, because when he was asked about Konate and potentially returning to the team, Klopp also revealed that Liverpool have to and will make changes to the team against Palace. And after being beaten 5-2 at home to Anfield, I'm not really surprised. That second half was absolutely shocking. So Konate might be just one of a handful of changes here. I'm not really too sure what he could do. He could bring Jota back in, Firmino back in from the start, maybe something like that. But yeah, it's clear to say that even, you know, when it feels like we haven't played as many games as we have in recent years, that we still need to chop and change the team to keep everyone fit and not put, you know, too much pressure on players, especially when players are, you know, getting later on into their careers. But yeah, good news is that Konate is at least available. And, you know, in the upcoming weeks, we should see more of him. Who knows if he starts tomorrow, but, you know, he might feature. We just don't know yet. I did mention there about Joe Gomez being injured or potentially being injured. Surprisingly, there was actually no mention of Joe Gomez in the presser. Take that as you will. Gomez was substituted in the second half on Tuesday night as Liverpool were beaten by Real Madrid, as we all know. And he was seen walking down the tunnel clutching at his hamstring. Klopp said after that Madrid game that Liverpool will see. He showed a little bit of a sign of you know, an injury. So we had to make a decision. Now we will have to see. He did say that he would get checked the day after the Madrid game, but I am yet to hear absolutely anything on whether Joe Gomez is back, if he's all right, if he's fit, if he's available. I haven't really heard anything of him. And as of, you know, the time of recording, no photos from training have been released yet, so I can't even tell you if I've seen him in training. What I can say is there is an embargoed section that'll be later, that'll be out later on tonight from the press conference. So maybe, you know, we might get an update on Joe Gomez in that. But I did think it was a little bit weird that we haven't heard a single thing on Joe Gomez since he went off clutching his hamstring. There might be absolutely nothing wrong. There might be photos out later of him in training. And if so, Jürgen Klopp then has to make a decision on whether it's him or Matip, because he didn't, you know, paint himself in glory, that's fair to say, in the Madrid game. But yeah, we'll have to see with that one. I did think it was weird. And maybe that's another reason why, you know, Canate coming back's a big thing. It's happened all season, really. We've got one back, but we've lost two here and there to injuries. So let's hope it's not that. We need every single player fit and available, whether they're in form or not. Because with how many injuries we seem to be getting and continue to get, it's a little bit ridiculous. So yeah, hopefully nothing wrong with Joe Gomez. But right now, I really couldn't tell you where he is, if he's available for tomorrow. And I will be keeping an eye on any training photos when they come out to see if he features. Moving on then, another and final point from the press conference today. Klopp hinted at potential signings in the summer transfer window, which, you know, is surprising. He doesn't normally do this, but he seemed to be in an entertaining mood, I guess. He turned around and he said, "We cannot do anything now, but it is already clear that we will have to do something in the summer." Now, for absolutely everyone here who has been screaming out for players, that's exciting, that's hopeful. It's great that he's hinted that something's going to happen in the summer, and hopefully it will, because we were clearly interested in a midfielder. We went for Tchouaméni and he didn't pick us. He picked Real Madrid before the start of last season. And then our backup was apparently Artur instead of someone else. And where last year it might have felt that we only needed, you know, maybe one or two players, for me now it feels like we need about four or five reinforcements in the summer, and not just players who can sit on a bench and maybe come off the bench and do something. I need someone to have a real competitive... I need them to be able to come in and do a job and make a stance and stay in the team, because we have seen this season that some of the players who don't have any competition have dropped off in quality, and that's just fair to say. Competition is really important. We need, you know, four or five quality players who can come in from the off and also shape the future. But Jürgen Klopp also hinted at his potential conversations with the owners in the future, which is obviously even more hopeful that, you know, we're putting the building blocks in place to sign players in the summer, and hopefully it's players that we've looked at, and hopefully it's players that in the background we're getting done. There's so much talk about Jude Bellingham, and I'm so scared that he's not going to come to Liverpool because of how much we've hyped him up. And, you know, I mean, it could go two ways when he looks at that Madrid game. He could look at Madrid and think, of course I want to go there. You know, they just battered the team they faced in the Champions League last year in the final. He could look at it as, Real Madrid don't actually need another midfielder. I've got more competition there. I go to Liverpool and I'll be the main man, in which he will be. We are absolutely screaming out for midfielders. But it's hopeful that we will do something. He did, you know, talk. He didn't want to give a lot away. After he'd said that, he was asked further questions, and he was basically saying, "I don't want to give you a headline. It'd be fun if I gave you something to you know, go and investigate, but I'm not going to do that." He basically just said, you know, this, all of this now is down to people in the offices, off the pitch, and his conversations with the owners. Some positive signs that we're already thinking ahead. We obviously can't get too far ahead because we're still in a battle for top four, and that could have major impacts on who we're able to sign. But hopefully we'll be able to get top four and also get the players that we want, and hopefully that we've put, you know, the groundwork in now to get it. But yeah, that was all from the press conference to round you up on.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Liverpool did do an interview with Harvey Elliott ahead of the Palace game, and I'll give you some of the quotes from that. After a massive loss against Real Madrid, Harvey Elliott has spoken about how this Palace game is an opportunity for us to put things right again. It's the great thing about football. You can't dwell on things too much and you can't get too excited over your last win. For example, because there's another game just around the corner that you need to prepare for, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Look, fair play to Harvey Elliott coming out and speaking ahead of the Palace game. He is a Liverpool fan before anything else. He wears the badge with pride and losing 5-2. I think he came off the bench. He obviously didn't start in that game, but that loss he took, you know, quite heavy, just as well as the fans did. You know, we talk about the great thing about football is you bounce into the next one if you're winning constantly, but also there's a game around the corner for you to bounce back if you go wrong. The problem I have is I haven't seen Liverpool bounce back once so far this season. I mean, we had that game, you know, in Newcastle, where obviously we were really good in that game, came off a win against Everton, but I haven't seen too much reaction from Liverpool all season to bounce back. So I really do hope that, you know, saying it's one thing, but do go and show us on the weekend, lads, please. He carried on to say, it's important to not feel too deflated with the Madrid game, as much as it hurt us and annoyed us. It's football and you just need to go out in each and every game and try to put it right, which is exactly what we're preparing to do and willing to do against Palace. With all that said, it's going to be a tough game. There is, you know, it's a tough place to go, and we need another great performance to get a result. All true. Palace away, really good stadium, really good atmosphere. Not going to be easy, especially if anyone is feeling sorry for themselves after that Madrid game, which we have felt sorry for ourselves in several games, which is why we've lost the likes of Brentford 3-1, 3-0 to Wolves, 3-0 to Brighton. The Reds really do need to forget about that and move on dead quickly, because we are in a top four race and it's a long shot, but we've somehow still got a shot and we really need to focus on it and forget anything else that has happened. You can't change it. But yeah, that was Harvey Elliott's words on the Palace game. Moving on then, I've got a nice little upbeat transfer news that obviously is just rumours, but it's nice to get excited about something. And that something is that Liverpool are reportedly eyeing Ryan Gravenberch. Liverpool are closely following the situation of Ryan Gravenberch at Bayern Munich as they look to resolve their midfield issues in the summer. Journalist Kenny Howe told the Die Bayern podcast on Sport One that Liverpool are interested. They want to reinvent their midfield in the summer and can well imagine getting two new eights and another player in addition to obviously Jude Bellingham that everyone knows Liverpool are in for and would love to get. His name has been mentioned more often by those responsible. There is no concrete interest yet, but the situation is being examined and they have already contacted Gravenberch's people to ask about him and what the kind of person he is in general. You have to be honest, when he got the chance, he couldn't recommend himself 100% at Bayern. Gravenberch is a really weird one, isn't it? Because he was this young teenager who, you know, is an absolute unit, looked brilliant in the Dutch league, got his massive move to Bayern Munich, which a lot of people probably thought, them getting another great player again. And I haven't seen much of him, to be honest. There was loads of hype about him, and I just genuinely haven't seen a lot since he joined Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich is obviously a really hard team to integrate yourself into because they've got that many good players. But yeah, it's good to see that we are being linked with players that, I don't want to say similar to Jude Bellingham, but similar body type, can play the eight role really well. And I don't mean this in any negative way, but if we don't get Jude Bellingham, potentially Ryan Gravenberch is the player we do get. I'd really just like both of them, but you know, to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen in the summer. I'm just hoping for four or five big arrivals. But yeah, it's good that we are being linked with these players. A lot of them are obviously just for show, just for rumours, for views, for clicks. But I still sometimes can get excited about the prospect of these players playing in Liverpool red. And Ryan Gravenberch is a young lad who seems boss of footy and hopefully has a boss career, whether that be at Liverpool or not. We're yet to see, but supposedly we are eyeing Ryan Gravenberch. It doesn't mean anything's concrete, but it just means that we think he's a decent player, and rightfully so, he is a decent player. At least we're looking at players, eh? To round up then, I'll give you some other news, which you might obviously know. And let's start with the fact that ex-Liverpool player Loris Karius has the chance to win the Carabao Cup this weekend. Newcastle face Manchester United in that final. We know what happened the last time he was in a final. Nice one to him for that. But, you know, he can potentially get his career back on track. You never want the lad to, you know, he's kind of fell off a little bit of a cliff, since that final in 2018, and it's got to be hard for him. I don't know how he's going to deal with it because it's a final. He might lose his head. I'm just not too sure. He was never expecting to start this, and all of a sudden Dubravka was cup tied with Manchester United, and Nick Pope got a red card for us. So it's a massive game for Karius's career. And look, I hope he does well. You could see that what happened in that game in 2018, He was extremely sorry for, and sometimes you just have games like that. You hope it's not in a Champions League final, but it did happen to him. And hopefully he can get his career back on track. And obviously I don't really want Manchester United to, I don't want either team to win a trophy, but I'll choose Newcastle over Manchester United any day to win a trophy. But yeah, potentially Karius can get his career back on track, which I wouldn't mind seeing. Tomorrow then, let's get on to the big news, and that is Liverpool face Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park in the Premier League. Kickoff at 7:45. We can close the gap on Newcastle in fifth. A massive, massive game, a much needed 3 points. Not just for, you know, the fact that we're in a top four race, but also for morale. We absolutely need these 3 points. I'm not bothered about the performance. I'd like the performance to be good. But genuinely, I just need to get the 3 points, and hopefully Liverpool do that. We will have an instant match reaction in the ground and a final word coming out on Red Men Plus following the game. So do head over to Red Men Plus now and use the word Bite Size as your code for 50% off a yearly club captain subscription. and you get access to all of that content I've just mentioned, plus absolutely loads more content in both video and podcast form. So yeah, do go over there, use the word BiteSize as your code for a 50% off yearly Club Captain subscription, and get into all of our content, and hopefully, you know, live through us and three massive points against Crystal Palace. But yeah, nice one for listening. Enjoy your weekends and up the Reds.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.